Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, you're going to school, and that's okay, yum 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 yum, I just love you.
Hi, welcome to the night version of Optimize My Life. Today is Wednesday, and it is our teen call-in line, and we're going to talk about self-esteem. And is high self-esteem bad or is it good? Hi, Derek. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mary?
Great. So Bob was on the show this morning, by the way.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about self-esteem. And is it good or bad to have high self-esteem?
What? Bad.
No. Why is it, in your opinion, why is it bad to have high self-esteem?
You think you get very sick?
Well, you know, that's the, high self-esteem, and if you Google the definition of self-esteem, really all self-esteem is how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
And literally, you believe in yourself and you know that you are a great addition to the world. You recognize
yeah.
that you have few weaknesses, but you have a lot of strengths.
Yeah.
So, you know, then you get the misconception that, you know, in this day and age that high self-esteem is also associated with egotistical and self-centeredness and all these negative qualities. But the thing is that you have to look at it in all perspectives. You know, it can be good and it can be bad depending on the eye of the beholder and who's the one that has the self-esteem.
Yeah.
And feeling good about yourself is so important, especially for kids. Because when you start feeling good about yourself, you're more likely to be able to stand up for yourself and for others. And with self-esteem, it's saying that you deserve to be loved by yourself, but also by others. That you're worthy and valued. When you have high self-esteem, you do better in school. You're more relaxed. You're more outgoing. And you're more willing to Andre brought up a good point because we're streaming this live on Facebook and on YouTube at the same time, and he brings up a point about the difference between high self-esteem and narcissistic tendencies. It'd be great if you found smaller words easier for me to pronounce, and high self-regard. And that brings a very good point. You know, narcissistic tendencies are the self-absorbed people. Excuse me. They're also the ones that believe that they are so important. They're the ones that seek out attention. They're the ones that want people to worship and admire them. You lack the empathy, or you lack the care of what others feel or think. A lot of the misconception is a lot of bullies fit into this category. And the thing is a lot of bullies don't usually they've been bullied or they're hurting or they're lacking somewhere in life. You have the bullies that are narcissistic and just arrogant, and you know, a lot of people like that. But also, instead of looking at the mean kids as being mean, you know, word from my daughter is, you know, why? Why are they like that? And taking the time to understand them and see what's going on in their life. Well, we all have things that go on in our life. We all have things that impact us. And so taking the time to do that is opens your eyes, for one, and two, helps things break the cycle a little bit more. You know, the misconception about self-esteem is that it's dependent on one thing or just your thoughts. But it's also based on your viewpoint and what you see. It's based on how you see yourself, your experiences in life, what others perceive you to be. And really, all how high self-esteem really is just looking at yourself in a positive light. And I'm not saying gaslighting, which is the new thing where always everything is positive. It's looking at yourself in a realistic approach. You're looking at your strengths. But at the same time, you're looking at your weaknesses. And you use those weaknesses as a challenge. Okay, so I'm strong here, but I'm struggling here. So what can you do as a stepping stone to make your weaknesses a little bit stronger? Working on your self-esteem also gives you the objective to see you into this world, your place. And figuring that out is part of the challenge. You know, a lot of the kids that are graduating high school in the spring are going to have this big stepping stone in life, because they go from high school to figuring out what they're going to do for the rest of their life. And I went, Derek, you've just come to that conclusion too, didn't you?
I don't know. What do you say? What do you say, Mary?
So figuring out your place in this world. You know?
Yeah.
So Derek is autistic, and he is wanting to make more out of his life. And what is your main goal in life, Derek?
I want to help people.
And as helping people, what place did we sit and talk about and you figure out where you're going to be? What are you going to do? What do you
want to
be?
I want to be an advocate.
So as things are going through, Derek figured out that his best place is being an advocate and a role model for people like him, not to settle for what stereotypical is, and being able to keep doing more with his life. And his gift that he wants to give to the world is to help everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to stop yawning, otherwise you're going to put me to sleep.
I'm just listening.
I'm sorry, what, Derek?
I'm just listening.
Okay. So there are many ways to build your self-esteem. And the first way is just to clarify your values. Sit down and figure out, okay, how do I want to live my life? What do I find important to me? How do you, I'm going to mute you for a little bit, Derek. What goals are you going to set? Do you find yourself always compromising or always backing down? Or do you stand up for yourself? Having clear values and what makes you you, what makes you happy? You know, and ways that you can do this is open a notebook, use your phone or you're keeping a journal. Just writing down what's most important to you. And then writing down what of these things could be improving. And for each value, think as you possibly can, describe why it's important to you. Thing is shifting your focus from the end result to growth. All right, so you want to, you're a C student and you decide that you want to get straight A's next term. More than likely, that's not going to happen. You can turn it around and say, I want to improve each grade, by a certain percent. When you set and focus on to how you can improve it, you're more than apt to continue doing it. But at the same time, you're not as likely to downslide if you don't quite make it. Focus on the steps you need to reach those and the process you need to do. And when you make out that list and make those goals, all right, so in order for me to turn around and increase my grades or get those straight A's, what do I need to do to get that? You focus on, okay, I need to turn my homework in on time every day. Or I need to study more for the test. And when you make these goals and you start practicing them, it makes it so much easier to achieve those goals. Now, most importantly is eliminating the negative talk. And it's not even just self-talk. It's just thinking negative. Self and put yourself down, that really puts a hit on your self-esteem. But at the same time, when you turn around and you look at how you project yourself, even just, you know, mumbling under your breath, negative facts or negative thoughts, it keeps you in that negative mindset. And what we end up doing is we end up rationalizing that it's okay. And we rationalize how we're thinking about or what we're saying about other people too. Well, you know, you say something that upset somebody, well, that's okay because they're just sensitive. You want to be in the mind frame of either being honest or positive. When you talk to yourself negatively, chronically, all the time, and self-critical, it can lead to lower self-esteem. It can lead to anxious and guilty or even depressed. Even when you take and make them into voices, or into a joking manner, that's still negative. And that's where you have to consciously turn around and, hey, turn my light back on. Thank you. Ariana, please. So my husband told my son he is the little man of the house. And so when it's for him, it's now bedtime for mom. And so I'm in my room, so he's automatically assuming that, you know, bedtime, turn the lights off. The way is to cultivate a habit of gratitude. And I'm not saying gaslighting or positive, but just looking at, okay, well, this happened. But it was only like that. Being honest with yourself on how it could have been worse, or being at the same time not making it over positive. being compassionate goes hand in hand. Being compassionate to yourself is so crucial. It's okay that things didn't go right. It's okay when you made a mistake. And for kids, that's a really hard thing. And you are the hardest person on yourself. And then, you know, managing your expectations. When you set your goals to unbelievable heights that are next to impossible to achieve because you don't set up the plans of how to achieve them, and you know you're going to fail, and then it hits you hard because you failed. Really is going to set you back. A lot of that, you know, when you expect things to be a certain way and you get upset because they're not that way, failure. And I'm not saying settle for second best or, but being honest with yourself and realizing, okay, this didn't happen this way, that's okay. You know, remembering that you can't control what other people say or do. You are only in control of yourself, and getting upset because someone says or does something that's beyond your control, thing you have to learn. And also, you know, reminding yourself to spend more time with the right kind of people. You know, growing up, you're always told you are who you're with. You are who your friends are. And when you have struggling with self-esteem issues, you tend to hang out with people similar to you. So they bring you down at the same level that you are. Now, instead of that, you can turn around and hang out with a little bit happier people or a little bit more higher self-esteem people. They'll help by just being around them, help lift you up. And most importantly, being able to just learn to just go for it. Being more open and out there, standing up for yourself, being more assertive. You know, instead of being the one that just listens in the conversation, participate. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Good, Mary. How are you?
Good.
I got on board. Just so good conversation.
Anything else to add about self-esteem and why it's so important?
Yes, self-esteem is very important to you for your personal growth in life. And, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Any issues to me? Okay, good. Self-esteem is very important in life. It's also, Mary, maybe you agree that you have to surround people with people that have, you know, better attitude. Is that, could that be correct?
I didn't quite catch
your
that.
Self-esteem feels good. I said, being surrounded by people with better self-esteem could make you grow or make you have your self-esteem grow better. Is that, would that be a great path for that person?
Yeah.
It happened to me.
You are who you surround yourself with. So when you're around a bunch of negative people, you're going to be more negative. When you're around more positive people, you tend to be more positive, more uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And part
correct.
Of that is accepting your thoughts, accepting, you know, enjoy things and just being positive and realistically positive.
In other words, you have to know your limits. You know,
right.
In situations. So if you, for example, for me, I have, I was brought up with very positive friends and some negative or some positive, and it had an effect on my mental self-esteem. And I drive every day to make my self-esteem much better than it was before.
Right. And the more you get familiar with things, the more you work on things, the more your self-esteem improves.
Right. Yes.
But you have to be careful in the fine line you're walking because, you know, with coaching industry and mindset and mental health, such a hot topic right now.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of people that are gaslighting, where they're overdoing the positivity to the point where you're not realistic, which is just setting yourself up for failure and damaging your self-esteem more than anything. And that's where your emotions and your thoughts all come into play. You are given emotions for a reason. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to be sappy. Or happy. Sappy. It's okay to be sappy, too.
Sappy.
My kids tell me that all the time. But, you know, understanding why you're feeling that. You know, on our show yesterday we talked, was it yesterday or was it Monday? Yesterday was Monday.
Monday.
About asking the right questions to get the answers. When you're in these mindsets and you're struggling with things and you're getting mad or frustrated, don't ask why something happens. Always ask what happened, what caused it. Because when you start asking the why questions, that is more emotional and less logical. And to understand what happened, you want the more logical approach. Okay, I got mad because I'm working in a day that every time I turn around, I knock something over. I spill it. I do. It's just one of them days. Crapshoot days.
I have days like that, too.
No. And I got so a da-da-da today that I completely forgot to prepare for the show.
Oh, you're doing a wonderful job.
So, Kurt, you missed the beginning of the show.
Yes, I just finished it.
No. So I'm going to recap for you. We are now, I'm learning how to do this here. So it's starting by next week, we will have it set up and running, and I'll have the membership for it. But we're trying it out right now where we're live streaming on Facebook and YouTube at the same time.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Yeah, so is it starting next Monday, you said?
I'm going to keep playing with it for the shows this week.
Okay.
And then by Monday, we should have it completely set up and running. Okay.
Right. See, after the show, I need to talk to you about something, okay?
Sure, you've been telling me this all week, and you have yet to call me.
I've been busy with my mom.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I know. It's great, though. It's great. Especially this time when you spend time with your mom, because you never know. But, yeah, I'll need to talk to you after the show. So that was a good show today, this afternoon. High self-esteem. I've never heard of that before. I think self-esteem was self-esteem.
You have the general category of self-esteem. You have high self-esteem,
okay,
which is feeling good about yourself. And you have low self-esteem,
mm-hmm,
which is what people don't feel good about themselves. And there's everything in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We are almost out of time for today.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Tomorrow's show is all going to be all about explain what the Kindness Club is and how you can implement it at home, you can implement it in your schools, and we're going to talk about the Kindness Challenge and what that is and where you can participate in it. And that's at 7 Eastern. If you want to have more information about the show, go to my Facebook group, Optimize My Life. If you want links to the replays, which we are now on every major podcast, leave me a message after this video and I will send you direct links. And if you have any topics or any ideas you'd like to share about the show, just let me know. We do run Monday through Friday, the Optimize My Life Day Show, which is where we're offering hope for lunch. And that is at noon Eastern time. And then on Friday, Optimize My Life and the Hope Collection with the President Ron Clayton will guest host with Captain Len Kane, a four-time Nobel Peace Prize nominee, founder of the Golden Rule Society, and the founder of the Kindness Campaign, and the Humanitarian Award recipient. And he is part of the original Top Gun team. Concludes our show for today. Just remember, be honest with yourself. Set your expectations realistically with stepping stones on how to meet those goals. And emotions are there for a reason. It's how you project those emotions onto others is the issue. Have a good night, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. All right.